had a win in Oaks. Tomorrow he's hoping to win a showdown and a few other races is Tom Dabney. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
Disappointed you couldn't get personal to the Oaks in Sydney?
Yes, that was our plan, and a run in Sydney in the Vinery was disappointing. So, but she's only put in two average runs in her career, and one was in the Golden Slipper, and one was up at last Rose Hill in the Vinery. So I think Sydney's not a happy hunting ground for personal. So we've got her home, and we'll head to Adelaide on the 1st of May now for the Australasian Oaks.
Gee, the Oaks and the Derby is going to be, once again, very strong in South Australia. It wasn't that long ago they were considered second-tier three-year-old classics, but not in recent years.
No, that's certainly right. And we actually won the Derby with a filly, Quafila, who ran in the Oaks and then backed up into the Derby. So thinking possibly personal, we could consider that. So we'll get the 2,000-metre Australasian Oaks out of the way, and then we'll make a plan if she backs up. But she did back up very well from the Wakeful into the Oaks over Cup Week, obviously.
All right, well, that's good news for futures punters. Let's have a look at the meeting at Caulfield tomorrow, and it's a great meeting for Victorian owners and breeders with the amount of prize money on offer. And Sosie Bond, he goes around as another good chance in the Gold Mile. The decision's been made that Mr. Quickie will be racing at Caulfield tomorrow. So it's only a smallish field, but, gee, it's a high-class race, this Gold Mile, tomorrow.
Yeah, look, Sosie Bond's in great form, and he always runs a competitive race. So we've got Willie Pike. He's drawn a good gate. Mr. Quickie would, definitely probably be the horse to beat, but our horse is in good shape, and I'm sure he'll run to his best.
Yeah, it'll be good to have the Wizard back in Melbourne tomorrow as well. In the Gold Dash, you've got two nice chances. You've got Dark Horse and Bella Nipotina, and the Wizard takes the ride on Bella Nipotina here again, and it's hard to believe she's still only won the one race. But her recent form, not far behind Isotope and Odium, Mar Busher, it reads very well for tomorrow's race, but you just need to be able to get her to win again.
Yes, yeah. I think she's won a tick under 900,000 in prize money, so she often gets a check and competed in some very good quality races. So she's in great shape. Her last start in Sydney was solid. Obviously, La Mexican will be hard to beat, but our filly goes well at Caulfield, and I'd expect her to be around the money.
Just one bend from the 1100. She's drawn a little wide. How do you think the race shape will suit her?
She's got quite good natural speed. The couple times that Pike's ridden her down the straight, he's ridden her a length or so further back. But I think she's very hard and fit, and she can sort of sit handy and maintain her run. So I don't think we'd take her speed away from her.
Dark Horse probably needs to step up a touch. You're having a crack at the Gold Dash with him. How do you think he's going?
Look, he's actually going pretty good. We're putting him into a set of blinkers for the first time, so that's sometimes a leading gear change, but he would certainly have to pull out, find a good few lengths to be winning. But he's in great shape, he's healthy and well, and drawn to get a good run.
Showdown's developed into a great race in the last couple of years since its inception, and Finance Tycoon has some impeccable form lines coming through that Blue Diamond when he finished so close to the likes of Animo and Artorias and Ingratiating. They've franked that form in Sydney. Now, is the reason he is here because did he have a little setback after the Blue Diamond?
Yeah, he had an active throat. His throat functions perfectly, but it was probably, in human terms, like a sore throat. He had a bit of mucus and inflammation, so we had to treat it, and he'd had a busy time. He obviously went up to the Gold Coast, the Magic Millions. He won the lead up there, drew poorly in the Magic Millions, and then we were really thrilled with his run in the Blue Diamond. He only narrowly missed running third, a close-up fourth. So he's in good shape. It's been 8 weeks between runs. He's had a trial. His work's been good leading into it. So, you know, Starry Legends clearly going to make a race of it. It'll probably lead, I would think. And from 13, we've got quite good gate speed, but Luke Nolan's ridden him every start and knows the horse well, and probably have to leave it to Luke on how he begins. But I think we'd be, you know, aiming to go forward.
He's got obviously the ability. Is he going as well into the showdown as what you think he was before the Blue Diamond?
I think he has. He's a horse that hasn't had a spell. You know, he was racing over. We won over Cup Week, so he's done a great job to stay in as long as he has. And he's a horse that, you know, I guess a race is the best guide. But every indication that he's showing us at home is that he hasn't shown any signs of going off or gone backwards. So I think that he'll. I would be disappointed if we weren't around the top three for sure.
What about the stablemate Tramontana? I know Dean Lester gives this son of Toronado a good chance at a good price. First up tomorrow, he's shown ability. He's a big bugger and he's been a bit green. How has he come back in?
Really good. He's as you mentioned, he's a raw horse, and he's looked the winner a couple of times and hasn't quite known how to let down under pressure. So this bit of time between runs has been good for him. He's had the benefit of a trial. We trialled him actually in a set of blinkers. We decided not to put them on for the showdown. We've just got him in the winkers, and he's definitely it's hard with these type of horses. I think he'll definitely be an improve as a three-year-old, but the penny is starting to drop. It's a tough race for him to. I'm sure that if we're going to a maiden somewhere, we'd be very confident. But he is a horse that's got nice ability, and I think he'll be. If he knuckles down under pressure, which he hasn't quite done yet in a race, he should be hitting the line hard.
All right. Would you still have Finance Tycoon as your number one seed?
I would, yeah. Yeah, he's a, you know, he's a seasoned, got good form, and he's a good quality colt.
Got some nice horses in over in Adelaide building up for their carnival. Carmen Lucia, a first starter in race number one. What can you tell us about, I think it was about a $700,000 purchase as a yearling.
Yeah, she's a lovely filly. I think she'll be a better three-year-old and probably improve as we get her out over a little more ground. But it's a nice race to kick her off in. She's drawn well, and it'd be one for the punters. I'd probably back when you see her as a three-year-old over a bit more ground.
Minhaj goes around in a red-hot Redelva. Couldn't have done anything more on return at Caulfield. She's always had a touch of class. How do you think she'll be going tomorrow?
I was really happy with her first up win. It was 2 weeks and a trip to Adelaide. It's not always easy, but she's certainly in great shape, and I think she's certainly got the class. And we'd be judging on this if she was sort of a realistic chance to go onto a Sangster, but we'll see how she performs on Saturday. She's in good shape heading into the race.
And the Auroria is another very good race. We've got the Boom horse from Kieran Amar Steinem, odds on, but you've got Perua, who's got that autumn form throughout our carnival here, just drawn awkwardly in gate 19.
Yes, that's going to be a bit of a challenge. She can be a bit funny in the barriers, so loading in late is probably good. When we ran out at Mooney Valley, we stepped up to 2,000, and she was a bit keen early and over-raced and didn't perform well at the Valley, but obviously she was a group winner at the start before, so she's a good quality filly, very fit, but we'll need a bit of luck from that gate.
You've also got Fly Mascot, who's in good form. Who is your number one seed in that race?
Well, clearly Prue's got the better form. I think Fly Mascot's a filly on the way up, and we're running her in this race to see if we press on to the Australasian Oaks with her too. But she'd need to, you know, probably run in the top three. So it's a good opportunity to try and get some black type. And, yeah, I think she's a filly that's got quite good ability, Fly Mascot. So I'd probably lean to Fly Mascot just because she's... earlier in the prep and drawn a bit better gate.
You've got an interesting runner tonight at Cranbourne as well. Super Thief, Jamie Carr, is riding. Ex-Kiwi, that has some very good form in the jump outs around one of the best two-year-olds in New Zealand. And the punters haven't missed it. $6.50 into $2.70. What can you tell us about Super Thief making its debut tonight?
Yeah, they're not the sort of odds I normally like, but barrier five, he's got good speed. He's not an overly big horse. If you look at him in the pre-parade, he's quite neat in combat, but built like a sprinter. So we've got the right jockey on, and I think the tracking distance will be to his liking. So if he can reproduce his track work, I think he'd be definitely around the money for sure.
All right, and Panacea is your other runner as well. Well in the market, good chance in race three.
Drawn well, has improved a bit off its last preparation. She's not an overly big filly either. She's a Kiwi as well, but she should run well and improve into the prep.
Got a host to choose from, Tom, over today and tomorrow. If you were going to have one for the RSN listeners, who would it be?
Yeah, it's a good quality day's racing. I'd probably stick with Finance Tycoon.
We like it. In the Million Dollar Showdown. Good luck over the weekend, Tom.
Good on you. Thanks.
Tom Dabernick joining us there with an in-depth look at all of their runners throughout the weekend. Time for the 9 o'clock news. Then after that, Mick Sharkey. He found the Doncaster winner last week. He's back to find us the winners at Caulfield, Sydney and Adelaide on Friday Form Focus.